You know those red teardrop markers you see on Google Maps with the black dot in the middle? At the entrance to University Dining Hall, where Google's Get Your Business Online event is taking place, one of those markers in vinyl looms 25 feet in the air. Then, just before you enter the building, five shiny bicycles are parked in a row, painted with Google's colors. These googly gimmicks are being toted from state to state throughout the summer as the company puts on 50 events like this one. The idea is for small business owners to show up and get help setting up a website. Google's head of industry, Brian Cusack, believes the stats speak for themselves.
We'll start with the fundamental fact that 97% of Americans are looking for business and local businesses online. And 53% of New Hampshire businesses in particular are not online. They do not have an online presence. So those 53% are missing an opportunity to find customers today.
Google gets something out of the equation, too. For one thing, the more businesses can be searched on Google, the better the search engine becomes. Then on top of that, the event's participants are likely to buy AdWords, plus business software from Intuit, Google's partner in the campaign. Adele Sanborn is sitting in a classroom filled with laptops. She owns a calligraphy and graphics company in Webster, New Hampshire.
I'm a little old, so it's a little bit harder for me to get used to using the internet, but I think if you're going to capture a younger audience and move forward, I think you've got to have a website.
One person who won't be attending the event is Jonah Erickson. He owns a car repair shop in Keene. He grew up with computers and calls himself a Facebook addict as much as anyone else. But Erickson's business doesn't have a website, although a few years ago he did let Google display his phone number and address as a Google Places listing.
I wanted people, if they lost my phone number, to be able to find my phone number, and that's all. I didn't really want to be found by someone browsing the Yellow Pages. I found that when I get walk-in customers, they're not looking to build a relationship with a mechanic. They're looking to just get their water pump changed, you know, at 5 o'clock on a Saturday for $50, which isn't going to happen.
Erickson says he has more business than he can handle from friends and friends of friends and friends of friends of friends. It's simply more enjoyable to do business with people he knows. For him, having a business is really about participating in the community.
It's sort of more of an antagonistic relationship when they come from the web. I think progress is important, and we don't want to lose sight of what has worked in the past in the rush for progress.
Back at the website building event in Hooksett, George Freiberg is starting a new Christmas tree business. He says that word of mouth doesn't work for everyone.
Well, I think word of mouth is fine if you just want to reach a very localized area, but I think in order to get a broader market, you've got to look at the website.
That's the idea and the customer that Brian Cusack at Google is looking for. He claims this campaign will deliver. After a similar event in Texas, he says one business saw an increase of 250%. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.